What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. And joining me in the studio is Channel 9's resident psychologist, Marnie. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
It's nice to have you back in again.
Thank you.
We had some great conversations last year.
We did.
Looking forward to continuing so many more this year. And today we're going to be kicking off and talking about, do you have FOTU? Have I pronounced that correct? Is there such a word? F-O-T-U.
I love to make words up. So that's a perfect acronym though. So you can say it and pronounce it whichever way you want.
I like it. You know what? I'll stick with FOTU. What do you reckon? Is that how you would say it?
Yes, I okay. say FOTU.
So could you please maybe explain, because I've never seen or heard of this
yes.
acronym before.
Yes.
FOTU.
Yes. Well, I think it's quite a recent acronym that people have made up. It's the fear of the unknown.
Okay.
Okay.
Very so appropriate.
Well, it is. And there's been a lot of unknown, hasn't there, in the last couple of years
Absolutely.
For people. And us human beings, we like the known.
We do.
We like the certain. And we like to use our experiences in the past to predict what's happening in the future, because then we can prepare, can't we?
Yes.
But I guess in this world of disruption, there's a lot of unknown that's thrown in the mix, and a lot of people, like whether it's our schools or our employers, are making stuff of as they go because it's new stuff, isn't it, that's happening. So, yeah, a lot of people are quite anxious about it, so that fear is creeping up on people.
Are you, as a psychologist, are you noticing that in particular, particularly over the last 2 years, Marnie?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I work with individuals and I work in groups as well. And I often say to people when I first meet them, particularly in the groups, how are you feeling right now? And they always, without fail, obviously they say stressed and anxious and worried and things like that, but they say uncertain.
Right, okay.
Uncertain and unknown, and they're scared of that because what happens with the human brain, if we don't use our experience to predict the future, if it's kind of all over the place, we actually go to the worst case scenario in our head and then unnecessarily distress ourselves out even more. So we like the information, and we like to grasp hold of as much information as we possibly can to settle ourselves.
Is there a difference between... Because I'm sure there's some people that are quite okay with change.
Yes.
Right? So I'm a bit like that. I actually don't mind change.
Yes.
But when you're talking about the unknown, that's almost a different kind of component, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, some people are quite good with change, particularly if they can predict a better outcome from themselves. So often when we elicit our own change, it's our idea. We're doing it for the better. But when someone comes along, or say for the government, or, our bosses come out and they make us change and we can't kind of almost reconcile it in our head, then it becomes unknown, doesn't it?
Okay. Yes.
And uncertain. And because you're not feeling like you're in control, that's when people start panicking.
Sure.
Yeah.
And get anxious, as you mentioned earlier.
Yes, yes.
You think about all of the other, you think about the unknowns, particularly here in WA.
Yes, yes.
With all the changes recently.
Well, exactly. And what we're doing, and you see people doing all the time, they're doom scrolling on the phone, aren't they? They're looking for more information.
Yes.
So when they're not getting enough information, we start looking for it. And of course, we start reading the worst stuff, not the good stuff. Because, we have to, if we were honest, there's a lot of good things that are coming out of, helping people, support, raising
Absolutely.
Consciousness about the importance of wellness. There's a lot of good things that come out of some bad things. But in these moments, when you're feeling uncertain, people mostly default to the worst case scenario and then get more anxious.
So having said that, what are some of the things that, what would you suggest some people could do or think about? What actions could we start to implement for those that are feeling that they fall into this category of, you know, fearing of the unknown.
Yeah, well, if you're feeling like that, I think just observing the way you feel and the way you think is really helpful, because then you can start doing something about it, can't you?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, you just become an emotionally driven person, and that's not particularly helpful at times. So I think if you do feel slightly not at ease and you're feeling anxious, is actually just watch your thinking and just say to yourself, look at me, I'm feeling anxious at the moment. I know why. Am I always going to the worst case scenario? And then purposefully look for some of the good things. Come up for some alternative explanations for what's going on. And then also, there's always things in our lives that we can still control. Yeah?
Sure. Yeah.
So there's plenty of things that are out of our control and we have to let go of that. But there's certainly things on a daily basis that we can all control. That's our own beliefs, isn't it? Our own attitudes.
Sure.
How we help other people. Even things like just self-care, little things that you can do on a daily basis to connect with others and connect with yourself is actually going to help you. It's actually going to give you more certainty and known amongst the unknown.
Is it almost a daily thing? Like, is it a really, is it like a, as you're talking to people, individuals and or groups, is it like a daily discipline?
Yes.
Is it to sort of practice that?
Oh, yes, I think so. I think it is. Because I think a lot of us kind of sleepwalk through life, don't we? Just reacting to everything.
That's a good description.
Whereas if you become more conscious and say, what do I need? Well, you know, what am I feeling right now? What do I need to do in my actions to actually shift that?
Yeah,
so you become more, it's conscious living, isn't it? This is what I need to do to make myself feel better and shift how I'm feeling from one of fear to one of feeling at ease again.
Is it different? How do you, is it different for young, I'm just thinking about even like teens, you think about kids at school. Is it a different strategy that you talk to teens compared to dealing with this with adults, or regardless of the age or your where you're at, is it the same kind of principles?
Yes, pretty much. And I even say to a lot of the teens, let's practice being adaptable and let's practice change, because life is a series of ups and downs. There's always going to be life adversity, whether it's us as individuals or just collective things like the pandemic that we're all going to go through. How do we prepare ourselves so that when there are moments of uncertainty, we can almost, it's a Bruce Lee quote, be like water, my friend. How do we, how do we go with the flow without becoming resistant and scared every time? So I actually give them activities and say, what can you practice? What are some of the new things that you could do so that they can, you know, find things difficult and then get through it?
Because as adults, I mean, it's important that we, I guess, you know, how do we deal with that with our kids? If we're feeling it,
yes,
they're going to certainly pick up on it as well. So it's important that we kind of manage not only yourself, but I guess thinking about, you know, if you've got your kids sitting there having those discussions as well, to try and help them through it at the same time. I guess that would be an issue too, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, for sure. And they do, they do watch us. So sometimes what we do and not so much what we say. So I would say as a family, start doing little activities where you're all doing things that you don't normally do. So, you know, just to, challenge yourselves, find little activities that you've never done before. And then get into that kind of that mindset where you're like, oh, this is hard. And then notice that the obstacles can, you see them as challenges or opportunities rather than every time, you know, we're thrown out of our comfort zones. We don't get anxious and almost panicky. We don't want that.
It's good. Marnie, we are out of time, but really appreciate you popping in today.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Good having a chat about FOTU. I'm learning a bit as well, which is good, and I'm sure a lot of people listening are as well. My guest in the studio today has been Channel 9's resident psychologist, Marnie.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.